T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top local story on WBBM is just into our newsroom. A Chase Bank employee who was stabbed inside a River North Bank branch last Wednesday has died. Chicago police say the woman was stabbed in the neck after having a brief conversation with a man inside the bank on the corner of Dearborn and Ohio. The medical examiner's office identified her as 24-year-old Jessica Villethong. A suspect is in custody. Police say charges are pending. A motive behind the attack is still unclear. Area 3 detectives are investigating. State and local public health officials are closely monitoring COVID numbers, and they think they may be starting to level off.
The state has seen its COVID test positivity rate dip slightly over the past couple of days to 4.8%. Governor Pritzker says officials will be watching to see if those day-by-day decreases in COVID numbers stretch into weeks, and that it's more than a leveling off, but an actual decrease. The governor says he doesn't know if there'll be a spike in COVID numbers with schools being back in person, but he says there are two ways to keep down the spread.
Mask wearing does an awful lot to curb the spread, and of course, getting vaccinated is perhaps the most important thing to keep people safe.
In Illinois, more than 6.5 million people are fully vaccinated. That's 53% of the population. On average, more than 40,000 people a day are getting COVID shots. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The local music festival scene is coming back to life.
The Chicago area hosts two music festivals this weekend, and you'll need a ticket and the correct COVID paperwork to get in. The ARC Music Festival is this weekend in Union Park. Thanks to the COVID pandemic, organizers say a number of European house music producers and DJs are available to perform at the celebration of house music on the West Side. In a normal year, they actually have a busy tour schedule of their own. The North Coast Festival at SeatGeek Stadium in Bridgeview celebrates all forms of electronic dance music. Like Lollapalooza, both festivals require proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test to get in. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Indiana's largest hospital system will stop all inpatient non-emergency surgeries on Monday because of the COVID surge. Indiana University Health has already reduced such surgeries by half. IU Health says unvaccinated workers will be suspended for 2 weeks and can return to work if they are vaccinated. A report says the city is far behind on a project to replace lead water pipes in homes. The Tribune reports city workers this week started work on only the third house approved for safer copper water lines. Mayor Lightfoot earlier outlined a goal of having 650 houses repiped this year. The company that owns a North Carolina dam where a teenager from Northwest Indiana died in a tubing accident in June is being sued by her family. Investigators say 15-year-old Sophie Wilson of LaPorte and other family members went over a dam and were caught in strong currents. Attorney Kenneth Allen says the dangers of such dams have been known for decades.
In fact, the only way to get out of this Keeper Hydraulics is to swim along the bottom, at least past the boil point, usually 6 to 12 feet, and then come up, which is impossible to do if you're wearing a life vest. So ironically, a life vest is nearly a death sentence with a low head dam.
A lawsuit claims Duke Energy should have installed warning signs and barriers at the dam. Ground has been broken for a long-awaited art center in Humble Park.
It was 2005 when Eduardo Arocho first came up with the idea for the arts building, which will feature galleries, a theater, affordable housing, restaurant stores, and a Latin American wine bar. He hopes the new facility will attract businesses and visitors to Humboldt Park.
We needed something else that would solidify the community here. And so we figured that a new beautiful building that houses longtime residents, especially artists, would be that anchor.
Orocho says the facility on Division near Washtenaw will be run by the Puerto Rican Cultural Center and is expected to open in July or August of next year. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.